God allowing us to be here this morning. If you've got your Bibles with you, and as I hope and pray that you do, if you would turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter number 3. Appreciate Brother Houston and what he taught on this morning. Appreciate all of our young people. Amen. If you found your place, Acts chapter number 3, beginning in verse 1, I'd invite you to stand for the reading for the reverence of God's holy word. Acts chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together and to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk?'" In verse number 13, the Bible says, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know ye, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled." In verse number 19, the Bible says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, 'A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you.'" Let's bow our heads once again and ask the Lord's blessing upon this service. Our Father which art in heaven, God, we come to you once again, Lord, just thanking you, praising you, God, for all that you've done for us, most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, for giving us your word. God, we just thank you so very much, Father, Lord, for meeting with us this morning. God, we pray you continue through the service to touch and to bless our hearts, Father. And God, we just ask you, Father, Lord, for the next few minutes, Lord, as you'd be my helper, Father God, as I'd just be able to open my mouth and you'd loose my tongue, God, just to be able to preach the truth, the thoughts that you've laid upon my heart. And God, we'd just be able to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Have your will and your way here today, Father God, we pray. For it's in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We see here in the Scriptures this morning, in Acts chapter number 3, we see here that there was a man who the Bible says was lame from his mother's womb, that was taken each day, daily, and laid at the gate of Solomon's gate, at the beautiful gate, was laid there at the temple, and he would sit there and beg of money, ask of alms, as he went as people entered in. And we see here that this man, there was two men, Peter and John, as they were walking into the gate, to the temple, through the gate, this man thought that he was going to be able to ask of alms or beg of money from these men. But these men, Peter and John, said, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And as we look through the story here, as it goes on, this man was healed. He was healed, but not by John and Peter's power. It was not by their power, amen. It was the power of the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God had done the healing, amen. It was not through Peter or John. They were just obedient to God and prayed for this man, and God healed this man. And it says in verse number 11, "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering." And I want to preach a message just a few minutes. Don't take for granted, amen? Don't take for granted the things that God's gave us, amen? I just wrote this down. Why do we wait to serve God? We see here in the story, yes, this man was, since a babe, that when he was born, he was lame, amen. But he sat at the gate daily, seeking things of this world, amen. He begged of money. He begged of material things. He begged of riches. But he wasted his whole life begging for the things of this world. And finally, one day, Peter and John came by, and he begged of them for the money, for the material things of this world. But they prayed for him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I just begin to think this week, the things that we take for granted in this world. Amen. I tell you what, there's a lot of things that we take for granted. Amen. I've got just a few things this morning that some of us may take for granted. Amen. I just want to share them with you. Now, I say nothing this morning to belittle the Word of God or be ridiculous. But I want us to have a mindset this morning of the things that we take for granted. Clothes. How many of us take for granted the clothes that we're wearing on our backs? Amen? The clothes that cover us up. We take for granted the little things that God has allowed us to partake in. Amen? But shoes. Talking about clothes. Socks. Amen? I thank God for socks this morning. I'm just going to leave it right there. What is something else that we take for granted? Food. Amen? This was in the fellowship hall, so. What's this? I don't mean McDonald's. I don't take McDonald's for granted. Amen? I just take food for granted. Amen? We take food for granted. Things that come so easy to us. What do you think about this lame man? Every day he was taken to the temple, to the gate, and he was laid there, and he begged every day. Do you not think he may have took for granted those that took him to the gate? They were a preacher. He was lame. Yeah. I want to read you a verse this morning. I may do more teaching than preaching this morning, but I want to read you a verse because I want you to understand there's some things in this world that we take for granted. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8 and verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, in them who are called according to His purpose." Say, well, preacher, how can all things work together for good to them that love God through the tragedies of this world? And I've got an answer for you. I don't know. I do not know. But I know God's Word is true. And God will help us through everything. Through sickness. Through cancer. Through surgeries. Through trials and tribulations. God will help us through every bit of it. But I believe in this world today there's a few things that God has gave us and allowed us to partake in that we take for granted. Amen. Everybody likes a clean house, don't they? Seriously. Do we not take for granted the cleaning supplies that we have? I mean, look at this. Paper towels? I'm not even going to go there. Somebody said toilet paper. I'm not trying to be funny this morning. I'm trying to be real. I mean, who wants to wipe their nose on their sleeve every day? Do we not take things that God has allowed us to partake of, things to have for granted? Amen. I had this, the very title, if you want to call it, of this message, "Don't Take for Granted." Brother Dwayne said, I believe we take some things for granted this morning. Showed that piece of paper to Lisa. Lisa's eyes got about that big around. And I apologize to Brother Bill for leaving the Sunday school hour. But God began to feed me and to show me some things that we take for granted. Fire. Do we not take fire? Warmth. Being able to cook. Do we not take things for granted this morning? Sports. Don't our young people take for granted the things that we allow them to do? I believe this was mentioned this morning, wasn't it, Brother Dwayne? Water. I stood in the creek yesterday for 8 hours thinking about how beautiful this world is that God's allowed us to partake in. And He gave us the opportunity to drink clean water. Who would have ever thought that you'd buy bottled water? I didn't. A fork. Every day when you pick this up to eat with, you take for granted God's allowed us to have this. A spoon. I mean, who would have ever thought? Can't eat soup with a fork. What are you going to put the soup in? Got to have a bowl. I'm showing us some things that is of necessity for us today that we have to have, that we take for granted, that God has gave us. Ice. don't want that to melt in your hand, do you? I mean, who likes, besides Tanner, who likes to drink a warm Coke or tea? He never wants ice in anything. I want ice in everything. Some people can't live without this. Coffee. Can't get coffee in America. There's no coffee trees that grow around here. Do you not see what God has allowed us to partake in? If you ever want to do any history on anything, and look up coffee. It's very interesting. I don't know what these were used for, but they were downstairs. All this stuff comes from this church. Tools. We take for granted the things that we use every day. How did your house get built if you didn't have these? Our young people are thinking, well, a drill? Okay. Animals? This is a dog. I tried to find a cat, Miss Shirley. I couldn't find a cat. Deer. When's the last time you just thanked God for something? So, preacher, it's not Thanksgiving, no, but it's around the corner. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." This man, he had an ailment. He was lame from his mother's womb. Do you think that by one chance that he may have thanked God for allowing him to be in the place where he could be blessed of God? So, a preacher, that's easy for you to say. You're not lame. You're exactly right. But I want God's will in my life. And if it's God's will for me to be paralyzed and lame, to do the work of Him and to be in His will, say, God be the glory, amen. God puts us in a place to use us for His goodness and His glory. I get tired of people seeing grumpy people and grumpy and sad Christians and sour Christians. I get tired of seeing people complain and gripe and murmur when God gave us all this for our enjoyment. Amen. When's the last time, Miss Jenny, you ever thank God for one of these? I'm sorry, who said that? That's why I was talking to Miss Jenny. Be hard to whip some eggs with this, wouldn't it? Dwight could probably do it, but that'd be the only person. My wife liked this. When's the last time anybody thanked God for paint? Can you imagine everybody's house, everybody's room be white? I thought I had some more stuff in here. I may have left it in the fellowship hall. Salt, pepper, spices. When have you ever just thanked God for the things that we take for granted? The Bible says, in Philippians chapter number 4 and verse 6, be careful for nothing. You know what that tells me? Not to take anything for granted. Because God has left it here. And God has gave us the knowledge to be able to invent these things. And God has supplied it for us. Amen. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Can you only imagine this man that laid at the gate, took for granted that God placed him there. Each and every day that he was laid there, he took for granted the opportunity that God gave him to ask somebody for help instead of begging for money. God gave him the opportunity, and he took for granted each and every day. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." His mercy endureth forever. "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." I've just seen this sitting downstairs. And after what was taught this morning, I could only think that we take for granted what God's done for us. You know, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have the desire to love somebody. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We take for granted the things that God has left for us and gave us. God's promises. When I seen this, I thought, wow, I'm guilty of taking for granted the things that God has promised us in his word. What else do we take for granted? Of all the people in this church, I do not mean this disrespectful, but of all the people that are in this church, I hope and pray each and every one can take the things that is taught in Sunday school and is preached on in preaching and use them in their life for the knowledge and through the heart that God gives us. But I hope and pray, if nobody else gets anything, that my son takes the knowledge away, because I would have been a failure if I didn't try to reach him first. Amen. About make a fly rod out of anything. Tanner, don't ever take for granted what God's gave you, the talent that he's gave you, to do the things that he's allowed you to do. Amen. I believe some of us this morning have taken for granted what Jesus Christ has done. Hey, Landon, will you do me a favor? Tanner, come here. Landon, you grab that cross and hold it over there. Tanner, you come over here and hold this one right here. "My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory." My God. I believe we take for granted the things that God's done for us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you've got to take something for granted this morning, don't take what happened on the cross for granted. Don't take who was on the cross for granted. And don't take His Word for granted. When God began to lay this on my heart and I began to analyze my life and see the things in my life that I took for granted, the opportunity to be able, I couldn't even find a little car. How many of us take for granted an automobile? Amen. The knowledge that God gave those to build an automobile. Look where we're at in the year 2015, amen. And the things that we've got that we take for granted, amen. Tanner and I was talking about a moped yesterday. I said, Dave, you usually go about 30 miles an hour. And we got to figuring out. Think about how long it would take you to get somewhere if that's all we had. Amen. To go 275 miles to the beach, and I was just, you know, roundabout mileage, it would take 9.5 hours nonstop on a moped to go to the beach. Amen. Just think about how tired and sore you'd be. Just to get to Winston. 2, 3, 4 hours on a moped. So somebody's going to run you off the road. Before you get in your car today, thank God for something. Before you leave this church today, thank God for something. All the things that He's allowed us to partake in, but most of all, what happened on the cross, who was on the cross, and His Word that He's gave us and left us here. We can't take nothing for granted because the Bible tells us that we can't. We cannot. The Bible tells us in all things, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, thanking God for what He's gave us, let your request be made known unto God. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. No matter what you're going through, no matter the trial, tribulation, no matter where God's got you at in your life, don't take for granted the opportunity to be able to witness to somebody. John and Peter, when the people gathered around, they took the opportunity to be able to preach the gospel to them, to be able to share who Jesus Christ was, that died on the old rugged cross for you and for me, to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness, amen. They took the opportunity. They took the opportunity. Let us stand. I'm going to ask Miss Connie to come to the piano. As these young men so greatly hold these symbols of what Jesus Christ has done for us, the cross, and as we look here, the one that stays in the very back of the church, each and every Sunday, as Miss Connie begins to play, every head bowed, every eye closed. How about you today? Would you come? Maybe there's somebody here today that has just took life for granted. How sweet and precious life is that God gives us and allows us to be here on this earth, to be with our family, to be with our loved ones, to be with our husbands or our wives, to be able to be with our family. Maybe you've just taken for granted the things that God's allowed us to have. How about you today? Would you come? Maybe God's burning your heart to come to the altar and pray and ask God for help not to take anything for granted of this world. How about you today? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Take the opportunity to thank God. Don't take it for granted. How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? As some have came to the altar, maybe you'd like to come and pray with him. How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? As Miss Connie plays the one last stanza on the piano, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come and maybe pray with some of these that's gathered around the altar, or maybe you just want to come and you to pray and ask God for help. Not to be able to take for granted the things that He's allowed us to partake in. Things that He's gave us, the life that we very have. How about you today? Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, God, we come to you once again, Lord, just thanking you and praising you, God, for the very opportunity to be able to come to church. God, never let us to take for granted the places that you've allowed us to be able to come and worship you. Lord, I just pray for all these many prayer requests, God, that you touch and help each and every one of them. And Lord, I pray for these that have came to the altar. God, I pray each and every one that's at this church today, God, that you'd touch us and help us. Lord, not to let us to take for granted just the breath of life that you've gave us, Father. And most of all, not to take for granted your Son, Jesus Christ, who came willingly and died on that cross for our sins. As your word says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Never let us take that for granted, Lord. I pray, God, touch us and help us. And Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen.